Last month, I had the joy of making a pastoral visit to the home of the Newcomb family and meeting a new baby in our church family named Evelyn. Evelyn is the daughter of JT and Heather Newcomb and the sister of Emma. Evelyn is a new child within our community and represents new life for us. A few weeks ago, baby Evelyn came to church for the first time, and I noticed that in the Great Hall, the Newcomb family was visiting with the Bednar family. Justin and Amy Bednar are a new couple in our church, and they have a baby boy named Wyatt. And it was so fun to see these two families interact with one another and then see older members of our congregation come over to greet them. New growth and new life is happening at Westminster. As we enjoy the Christmas season and prepare for 2018, we are grateful for many things about our church community. We love our worship services, the wonderful music, our mission opportunities. We appreciate the resiliency of this church and its 125-year-old history. We are grateful for new creative forms of ministry that we are able to do together. We love that built into the DNA of our church is a deep value of God's grace and love, which is inclusive of all people. Today, I want to highlight that we also love our experience of intergenerational community. Here at Westminster, young and old follow Jesus together. Younger families like the Newcombs and Bednars are connecting with older members of our community and growing as followers of Jesus. Our gospel story today is an intergenerational story. It is the narrative of Jesus being presented in the temple. Notice that it is a story about an old woman, an old man, two young adults, and a baby. Remember that in the early days of the church, the gospel stories like this one from Luke would have been told in people's homes. In the early church, they met in homes, they had house churches. As people looked around their living rooms, they would have seen the same diversity that is in our church. They would have seen old and young together in community. I imagine the people that Luke originally wrote to in this story were encouraged to see someone like themselves in the story. Elderly people would have related to Anna and Simeon. Young adults and teenagers would have identified with Mary and Joseph. And of course, the kids would have connected to baby Jesus. In the same way, we see ourselves in this story. Jesus being presented in the temple reminds me of when we have worship and we have the sacrament of baptism of our infants. Through a ritual and sacrament, we offer our children to God in a similar way that the Jewish people offered their children to Yahweh. What a humble act to offer our children to God. Let's take a closer look at this story of Jesus being presented in the temple. Remember, Joseph and Mary were devout Jews, so they knew that to follow the law, they were to bring Jesus to the temple and make an offering. Since they had a lower income, they offered two pigeons instead of a lamb for an offering for Jesus. The gospel writer Luke has a special heart for those who are impoverished, so he highlights that Mary and Joseph have a lower income level. Simeon is the first to greet Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. Simeon is what we might call a spiritual person. The Holy Spirit guides Simeon to the temple, and when he sees Jesus, he comes over to him, and he knows by the Holy Spirit that this baby is the promised Messiah who will bring consolation to Israel. I love the fact that Simeon takes the baby Jesus into his arms, just like a loving grandpa might do. You can feel the warmth of the Jewish community, which is a communal culture, in that Mary and Joseph allow their baby to be held by the stranger. Simeon looks at Jesus and prophesies that Jesus will be the one who brings salvation and who will be a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Simeon tells Mary that Jesus is destined for the falling and the rising of many, and that he will face opposition. After blessing Jesus and his parents, Simeon feels a deep sense of peace and knows that his life is now complete. Well, Joseph and Mary, as you can imagine, are amazed at the words of Simeon. And as if the Holy Spirit wants to encourage them even more, here comes Anna to the scene. Anna is also known to be a devout Jew. She's the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She is 84 years old, or young, having lived most of her life as a widow after being married for only 7 years. She's described as someone who loves the temple and worships there daily with fasting and prayer. Anna, like Simeon, is aware through the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus is the one who will bring redemption to Israel. She comes up to the young couple and begins praising God and telling everyone about the baby Jesus. Don't you love this story about Simeon and Anna? Here's a story where senior citizens take center stage. These wise sages of the Jewish community point to baby Jesus and prophesy about his future. How awesome that these older people were so intimate with God that they would hear from the Holy Spirit. Notice that Anna is mentioned as a prophet. And the gospel writer Luke is known for highlighting the role of women in leadership and pushing against the prejudices towards women that were common in his society, just like the prejudice that we see common in, unfortunately, many churches and in our society towards women. To mention Anna as a prophet is to give her great esteem among the early church communities. Anna and Simeon remind me of so many of the key older leaders here at Westminster. I could start naming the Annas and Simeons of our church, but it would probably take too long, and I would be afraid to leave someone out. I also would not want to call someone old unless I had their permission. Let me just say that if you identify as a more mature person in this church, thank you for investing so much in this place. We love you, and we appreciate all that you are doing here. If you are a younger person in this church, look at Hannah, I hope that you feel affirmed in this story of Jesus being presented in the temple as well. One of the nice things about Westminster is that we allow you to decide what old or young means for you. Our church's pub conversations group that meets at the Oregon Public House is open for people in their 20s to 40s. And this is one of our young adult ministries at our church. Now, I am 46 years old, and so I know it might be pushing it to call myself a young adult, but it is nice for me to hold on to my youth. I find myself relating to Mary and Joseph in this story because I have children who are 5 and 10 years old. And it does not seem long ago that my wife Karen and I were holding our baby girls as we took them to church for the first time. Let me say, if you are a child, youth, young adult, or someone who feels more middle-aged than elderly, you are also deeply treasured in our church. We love you, and we appreciate all that you are doing here. Now that we have been reminded of the story of Jesus in the temple, and have hopefully identified in some way with one of the characters of the story, I want to ask ourselves the simple question: what unites Mary, Joseph, Anna, and Simeon together in this story? The central focus for all of them is Jesus. I think the gospel writer includes this story in the account of the life of Jesus to remind the readers that Jesus is truly the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Here at Westminster, we are invited to be an intergenerational community that follows Jesus together. And this fits nicely with our church's vision statement. Our vision statement is that Westminster will change the world one life at a time by following Jesus as we offer hospitality, encourage spiritual growth, and serve others. In order to live out this vision, we need people of all generations to be valued at Westminster and to partner together. And the good news is that Jesus is the one who unites us and the one who guides us in living out our vision. The Jesus that we follow at Westminster is the one we read about in the Gospels. This Jesus is the Messiah, the light to the world, the Prince of Peace, the incarnate Son of God, fully God and fully human. Jesus is the one who fully reveals to us what God is actually like in human form, and the one who was raised from the dead and lives for all eternity as part of the Trinity. I know we have questions sometimes about who Jesus is and what we might individually believe about him. That is fine, and I'm glad that Westminster is a safe place to ask questions. But may I suggest that whatever individual questions or doubts we might have about Jesus, Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whether we are young or old, we are invited to get to know Jesus and to follow him. This Jesus will lead us to be compassionate people who care for the most vulnerable. This Jesus will help us welcome the marginalized and will call us to love our enemies. This Jesus will work miracles that we struggle to believe are possible and will help us dream dreams that stretch our faith. This Jesus will comfort us when we mourn. This Jesus will invite us into a deeply intimate relationship with a loving God who will answer our questions and will meet us in our doubts. As we enter the new year, Westminster Presbyterian Church will continue to thrive as young and old commit to follow Jesus together. Our church is an example of what I like to call inclusive Christianity, and we follow an inclusive Jesus. Inclusive Christianity is the faith that is non-judgmental, ecumenical, interfaith sensitive, and welcoming. Our Jesus meets us where we are and leads us to greater things than we could ask or imagine. Over the Christmas holiday, a group of individuals and families in our church sang Christmas carols to our homebound members and many others at various retirement communities and at individual homes. It was beautiful to see young and old sing together and to see the joy on the faces of those who heard us sing. It was also a gift to intentionally follow Jesus together as we sang songs about the birth of Christ. We are called to share the good news of Jesus in this new year. We can be proud to share about our faith in Jesus, since Jesus is inclusive of all people. We might not always be proud about how Christianity is portrayed in our world, but we can be followers of Jesus who show that Christianity is a faith that works for love and justice and that brings young and old together in community. Let us follow the example of Anna and Simeon in sharing the good news of Jesus in 2018. Amen.